Are we ready to go, John?
Yes, we are, Mr. President.
All right, let's go ahead and get started. Thank you, everybody. Saying that we have, go ahead, this is Jude Benavides. I have 12 o'clock on October 5th, 2020, and I'll go ahead and call the open meeting of the South Mills Regional Water Authority for the month of October to order, and confirm that we do have indeed a quorum. This is Jude Benavides on. Go ahead, other board members.
This is Nelson Vimud is here.
I'm Hipólito Narváez. I'm present.
Anybody else? All right, we have a quorum. And any public comment?
No public comment.
None.
No public comments. Then we'll proceed to the open meeting section. Item number one, consideration of possible action on approval of September 14th, 2020 board meeting minutes. Do I have a motion to approve the minutes as they stand?
Yes, so you have a motion. Okay.
I have a first and a second. And great, thank you. Any further discussion? None heard.
Nope.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Motion passes, and meeting September 14th board meeting minutes are approved. Item number two, general manager report. We'll go ahead and take it away, John, the operational financial report.
Okay, Mr. President, board members, yes, we have the operation report first by Jose Garza, and then Trish Ayers will do the financial report. We'll start with Jose.
Hello, Mr. President, members of the board. This is Jose Armando, and I will present, we'll be presenting the production and distribution report for the month ended August 31st, 2020. If you flip over to tab number two of your board binder, we'll find the SRWA 2019-2020 fiscal year water distribution summary and true-up estimates. And we're going to start on column C with a year-to-date distribution. And as of the year-to-date, it's 2,452.105 million gallons for a daily average of 7.298 million gallons per day. Going over to column F, that's the water distributed to Brownsville, and that's at 2,279.371 million gallons for a daily average of 6.784 million gallons per day. Under column G, that's water distributed to Valleymount number 2, and that's at 61.096 million gallons for a daily average of 0.182 million gallons per day. On column H, we have the water distributed to City of Los Fresnos, and that's at 55.238 million gallons for a daily average of 0.164 million gallons per day. Under column I, that's a credit for BND, and that's at 51.494 million gallons for a daily average of 0.153 million gallons per day. Under column J, that's the allocation for Indian Lake, and that's at 4.906 million gallons for a daily average of 0.015 million gallons per day. Below that, we have the true-up estimate, and we can see that BPUV is slightly over by 1.12 million gallons. Valleymount is slightly under by 0.452 million gallons, and Los Fresnos is under by 0.67 million gallons. The staff continues to balance those flows out in the system. Going to the next page. Here we have the production and distribution and costs for the month of August. On the third column from the left, we have the total water produced. And for August, it was 221.091 million gallons for an average of 7.132 million gallons per day. And to the far right, we have the total water distributed. And that was at 219.904 million gallons for an average of 7.094 million gallons per day. Below that, we have the chemical cost. And for Aguas Chemicals, the plant spent $65,180.06. And for electrical, the cost was $87,614.04. Went over to the next page. For the month of August, we did not have any shutdowns that reduced the cost of the plant significantly. That concludes my report. Are there any questions?
I have none. Thank you. Mr. Chu.
Thank you.
Any other board members?
No question.
This is Nelson. No question.
All right.
This is Ralph Cowan. I'm on. No question.
All right, Ralph. Thank you. Okay, let's go ahead.
Okay, we'll move on to the financial report. Tricia.
Yes, sir. Good morning, Mr. President and members of the board. Tricia Ayers will be presenting the financial performance report for the month ended August 31st, 2020. August is our 11th month of the fiscal year. If we begin on page 6, our operating revenues and expenses, the fiscal year 2020 year-to-date, line 3, total operating revenues are $6,324,468. Operating expenses consist of personnel services of $539,074. Materials and supplies, $691,525. Repairs and maintenance, $212,324. Contractual and other services, $1,298,84. And our depreciation expense for the year, $1,180,113. This gives us total operating expenses of $3,921,120. And subtracting that from our total operating revenues above gives us an operating income of $2,403,348. Continuing on to the next page, our non-operating revenues and expenses, we'll look at 917, our net non-operating expenses for the year, consisting mostly of interest expense. The total is $657,554. Subtracting that from our operating income on the previous page, and we have a change in net position for the year, $1,745,794. And this gives us an ending net position for the year of $18,823,814. And again, the rest of the pages are there for your review. These are the operating expenses detailed by account and for your budget and actual information. And this concludes my report. Does anybody have any questions for me?
Thank you for that.
This is Nelson. No question.
No question.
Thank you.
All right, done. Anything else on that, on your report?
No, that's it, Mr. President.
Okay. And I think our very extensive meeting here is about to wrap up. Item number 3, discussion on date and time of the next board meeting.
Yes, you have the calendar in your binder, and the first Monday is the 2nd of November. That works.
This works for me also, Nelson.
It works for me too.
Yeah, it works for me.
All right, let's go with that, November 2nd, John.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Anything else from anyone?
Yep.
No. Thank you, Duke. Well done.
All motion right. I'll take a motion to adjourn.
You have a motion to adjourn.
A motion and a second. All right. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you very much. We stand adjourned, folks. Have a good day.